All you wanted was a taste to make sure you're still real. Escape to that place where you don't have to feel. Pretty soon it's just the norm. Every day becomes the same. You gotta take a little more. It's the only part of your life you above, 'cause you've still got your mother's love. You're all skin and bone. You don't look too well. Now you're all alone in a living hell. And I saw your mother. She spoke about her fears. There's a longing in her eyes, wishing you were here. And I know you will rise above. Still got your mother's love.
That's Logan McKillop with Mother's Love from his soon-to-be-released album, Ankylos. Logan McKillop is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. It's great to be able to chat with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jan.
You must be pretty excited about this new album.
I am very excited about this new album, yes. It's my first release in 5 years, so I can't wait to get some new music out there.
And I think this is the follow-up to Prairie Sky that you recorded with, I think, Tana Sliman and Lewis Melville, is that?
Yes, I did that, and I released that in March of 2013. I recorded it with Lewis and Tana in Guelph. That was my debut album, a collection of 20 songs. We recorded 28 songs in 10 days and chose 20.
You know, I was going to say, that sounds like a Lewis Melville project.
Yeah.
He is well-renowned for trying to put as many songs on an album as possible.
We had a lot of fun with it, for sure. Yeah, we had an absolute blast. So
tell us about the new album.
The new album, I chopped it in half. It's a collection of 10 songs this time. I recorded it at the Song Shop with Scott Nolan and Jamie Sitar. It's co-produced by myself and Scott Nolan, and also engineered by Madeline Roger at Roseberry Records.
Who just happens to be in the room at the moment.
Sitting right across from us.
So which is why she needs the credit.
Absolutely, yeah.
No,
that, yeah, and the title is Anchorless, and it's a collection of songs that all deal with a similar theme, and that is the theme of people overcoming struggle in their lives and being strong enough to do so.
So tell us about the songs that you pull together. I mean, are these songs that you've been writing over the last few years, or are these songs that were specifically written within the last short period of time for the album?
I've had a lot of the songs kicking around for a while, actually some of them since Prairie Sky, but I had a revelation, so to speak, while I was in the studio, and I was recording some other songs that didn't quite make the cut, and I was thinking, it has to be thematically similar. So I actually had to bump back the studio session a little bit and write some new songs to fit the theme, and I'm really happy I did that. So, for example, Mother's Love, the tune that you just heard, that is a song that I wrote for my cousin and for my auntie, and a few years back, my cousin was struggling with some substance abuse issues, opiates in specific, and she ended up going down to the U.S. to get some help and came back clean on the other side, which is a good thing. So it is a happy song. And so I wrote that song about the strongest thing in the world, a mother's love for her child.
Is it important to you, you know, you mentioned the fact that, you know, Anchorless is this theme. I mean, you know, people struggling with some of life's challenges, and the fact that you would go ahead and write songs specifically to fit with that. Is that the typical way you like to work, you know, come up with an idea? And it's interesting because we already mentioned Lewis Melville's name, and I know, you know, he has made whole albums, you know, based around issues of work, you know, songs around about the working man, and not all his songs, but collating songs to put together on a specific album. Is that important to you to try and make sure that you come up with a thematic idea behind a project like this?
It is. Like with Prairie Sky, for example, a lot of the songs are dealing with natural beauty of and prairie life. So there's songs about, you know, the family farm being lost, the title track Prairie Sky itself, which is the story of a mythical woman that lives in the sky and changes all sorts of colors of dresses depending on her mood. And I think it is important to me. And specifically, this album, it's a lot of stories about people. And I like to write songs about people. And that's important to me to share those stories, because otherwise they might not be told. So
tell us a little bit about the process you went through working with Scott Nolan. I mean, he's, you know, building quite a good reputation as a producer.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the first time you've worked with him on an album?
This is the first time I worked with Scott. Yeah, it was an absolute pleasure. I really like the sound of the records that were coming out of there. For example, Richard Inman's album, Will Prince's album. Brady Enslin's record, Beautiful Things, which I toured on that CD release tour as well. And yeah, so I called Scott up and he was down and he welcomed me into the Songshop family. And yeah, it was a great experience. I'll forever be grateful for his insight.
So who else plays on the album with you?
There are a collection of about 20 musicians from all over the Canadian music scene. I got Dan Burtnick on drums. I got a string section. There's about six different vocalists that provide backup harmonies, Madeline Roger included, William Prince, Justine Vandergrift in Calgary. It's really a community of people that I've befriended over the years of being in the Canadian music scene, and I can't wait to share it all with everybody. So
the album is expected in January? I mean, it's that's when you'll release it?
Yeah, I don't have an exact date yet, but it's looking like late January is when it's coming.
Okay, and what are your plans after that?
I will be touring nonstop. Yeah, so I'll be doing a West Coast release tour that I'm currently booking right now. Then when I get back from that, I will fly straight to Folk Alliance in Montreal this year, another whirlwind of a conference. And then I'll be going to the Yukon with Madeline Roger. We'll be sharing the bill on the way up there, then doing her home roots tour up there. And then we're probably going to be taking a week off in Alaska and potentially taking the ferry down to the West Coast and touring all the way back, and then I plan to go to the East Coast. So it's really just going to be more or less of what I've been doing over the last 3 years, which is Putting on Highway Miles.
You know, I love the way you did that because instead of, you know, he was looking at Madeline all the way through that conversation, just in case she didn't know that all of these good things were going to come in her future. That's lovely. I love the relationship that you guys have.
Yeah, it's really nice. And we've just discovered recently that if we do want to spend more time together, touring is the way to do it.
Yeah.
So we've been touring a lot together this summer and plan to do more of that in the future. So
the fact that you had like 5 years between the two albums, mm-hmm. is that normal? I mean, I could say they're just the two albums that you've done so far. Do you find that seems to be your way of working, when you feel like you have a project you want to get going on, that, you know, start pulling things together?
Mm-hmm. Well, truth be told, I've been really busy being an accompanist for other people. And also really busy playing in other bands. So throughout the last 5 years, I've been touring full time for about 4 of those years, and I've backed up Madeline Roger, Kevin Roy. You know, I went to Europe with Carly Dow. I've been playing in a band called Sebastian Al. I played in the Micah Ehrenberg band for 3 years. I toured with Brady Enslin. Yeah, so it's been a really busy 5 years of touring. But I've noticed that a lot of the time my own project would get put on the back burner, so to speak. So I'm really happy that it's time to focus on me and put out this record and continue down that path.
Let's play another song from the album. I'd like to play the title track,
mm-hmm.
which is Ankylos.
Ankylos, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about this song.
Yeah, so I was actually having a little bit of a writer's block in Winnipeg. I was living in a house full of 5 musicians, a band house, and I tend to write my best when I'm in private. So being surrounded in a noisy house by 5 smelly boys, doesn't really open up the best opportunity for me to write. So I actually, funny enough, I was house sitting for Madeline and Lucas for a couple days, and I had some time to myself, which was amazing. It was me and Turtle the Cat, and we sat on the couch for about 4 days, and I ended up writing 4 brand new songs, and Ankylos being one of them. And it's a song about allowing yourself to being free. All the songs on the album kind of umbrella under Ankylos, which is you gotta allow yourself to be free and choose the things that you want to do for your life. And you know, there's gonna be storms and it's gonna be a rough path, but you are strong enough to make it through.
You know, I'm actually a little disappointed with that explanation because I thought you were going to tell me it's a song about Turtle the Cat.
Turtle the Cat. Well, there's many songs that could be written about Turtle the Cat. Don't let the cute name fool you. She might be the devil in feline version.
Yeah, no, it's a great project. I'm so pleased you're here to share it with us. Let's listen to that song now. This is Logan McKillop with the title track from his album Ankylos. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference, and I'm Jan Hall.
Catch the wind with your sails and go somewhere free, 'cause we all deserve to be where we wanna be. So pull all your anchors out of the sea. Drift on to the shore of the great unknown. Though you are weary and traveling alone, it won't take long till you find a new home. When you drift on to the shore of the great unknown. Place all your fears in the palm of your hand. Show them to someone who really understands. And throw them in the water when your boat reaches sand. Place all your fears in the palm of your hand. Pull all your anchors out of the sea. Catch the wind with your sails and go somewhere free. 'Cause we all deserve to be where we wanna be. So pull all your anchors out of the sea. Try to stay afloat. Triumphs and failures will rock your boat. Wave after wave, storm after storm. You've been a sailor since the day.
That's Logan McKillop with Ankylos, the title track from his new album. Logan is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today, chatting about the project. You said you are heading out on tour. It must be quite a challenge when, you know, you have a reputation as an electric guitarist that, you know, you obviously can join people on their projects. Head out on tour. You said you'd been to Europe with Carly Dow. You'd played with other people from the Winnipeg music scene. It must be quite challenging trying to fit in the, oh, Logan, I would love you to come and play with me, and no, this is the time I need to get out and tour myself. Do you find it conflicting, the fact that, you know, you can go and play with somebody versus I can get out there and play my own songs?
I wouldn't say conflicting. I think if I want to do if I want to play music full time, I got to take every opportunity that I can get. And, you know, the fact is that there are so many songwriters that I admire that I am absolutely thrilled to go on tour with to back them up and to promote their projects as well. The Manitoba music scene has always been so supportive of one another, and I'm really happy to be able to help other people out with their projects as well as mine. For example, after this Folk Music Ontario conference, I'm going on tour with Madeline Roger for her CD release tour, and we'll be doing that for the next 2 months. And within that time, I've got a lot of work to do to prepare my release. So it's going to be a very busy 2 months on the road, not only playing shows with Madeline, but also tethering to our cell phones to get internet to do the admin work for my project. So it's going to be a busy
time.
And I
think when
time.
You're on tour with Madeline, I mean, that is her tour. You're there, you know, to provide support to her.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
Yeah, I've got a website, www.loganmckillop.com. I've also got a Facebook page. I'm pretty active on Instagram. I do not have Twitter, unfortunately. I've drawn the line at Twitter. Yeah, and Google is your friend. You could type in my name and I should pop up there. So
It's great to have you join us. We only have one thing left to do, is to pick the next song to play. What is it going to be?
Let's play There He Goes off of the upcoming album Anchorless.
Okay, tell us about that song.
So this is a song that I wrote the day after my grandfather passed away a few years back. And my grandpa was, he was a rock on my mom's side of the family. He was the man. And he was one of my biggest idols in my life. And the day he died left a huge hole in my heart, and I couldn't do anything else but just write a song, write a tribute for him. And we all miss him very much, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm curious when you say that. Do you find that, you know, because of these songs are all, you know, in relation to these, you know, challenges that we all face throughout life, it must make it quite emotional when you're actually performing some of them?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you got to, like, with every time you perform a song, you have to wholeheartedly dive into the song.
Yeah.
And, you know, relive those emotions that you feel when you went through that experience or when you wrote the song. So it is an emotional process, but I think that's what's so beautiful about it, is especially with songwriting, you really come to terms with how to overcome those things, you know.
Logan McKillop, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you join us today. This is Logan McKillop with There He Goes from the album Anchorless. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference, and I'm Jan Hall. And thanks again, and good luck on the tour with Madeline.
Thank you so much, Jan. Thanks for having me.
Soft as snow, it sure is hard to see him go. Nickels and dimes, he's a gambling man. If you were losing, he'd show you his hand. Money in his pocket, always looking for a deal for someone in need of an automobile. There he goes to the hereafter. Who knows where that may be? Laughter. So let's smile and set him free. He's a father, he's a teacher, a husband and a preacher. Love and how we're supposed to give. His body may be gone, but his soul will live on in the prairie wind and in a country song. There he goes to the hereafter. Who knows where that may be? He can turn tears to laughter. So let's smile, set him.